This is ESPN Upstate Inside the Ropes. My name is Lonzo, along with Patrick Brown. And been a while since we've gotten to do a wrestling podcast, but everything's cool and we're ready to go. And we'll start doing this on a regular basis now, right?
Yeah, I'm game.
Well, hopefully we'll start doing this on a regular basis.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. We are recording this on a Saturday afternoon. Tonight is NXT TakeOver Chicago. So we're going to go over that. And we're also going to go over WWE Money in the Bank. So let's start with NXT TakeOver and start with Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. Why am I starting with that? Because it's top on the list of what I printed out. That's the only reason why. This feud, I like this feud. I like Ciampa, and I don't like Gargano that much. So,
and you're not normally a guy who roots for the heels.
You know what? I root for a well-done heel. And
I think he's probably the best heel WWE's had in a very long time.
Just some of the things that they chant, which I don't talk that way. We could say it on the podcast, but I'm not going to. Some of the things they chant when he comes out to no music, how he waves at the crowd. I just love it. I love his look. I love everything. And dude is in shape. I don't think he was in that kind of shape when he was in DYI, was he?
I don't remember him being that shredded.
Yeah, he's chiseled now. So and I think that adds to his look. Makes him look even more evil. And I just think Gargano's just, he's overdone. He's just, I don't know.
I really do like this feud a lot. I'm excited for this match because I know what they can do. And the last match, I feel like they had to use the stipulation of it more than the actual like match of it. I'm excited for this because I think this is going to be more of a technical match. I have
even with a Chicago street fight, you have it being a technical match. Here's the thing I'm worried about.
Well, I mean, the thing is like you can make it a technical match with using some of the objects.
No, I agree. I agree. Here's the thing I'm worried about. I'm worried that they're going a certain angle that I've never liked very much with Johnny's wife. She hit her head. There have been hints towards it. Just wouldn't shock me if they did an angle where she left Johnny and went with Ciampa. And I hope they don't do that because it's overplayed. It's been done a bunch. It may or may not work.
Honestly,
I don't think Candace is that good of a wrestler. But she, I'm just giving my, I haven't seen her wrestle very much.
Okay, okay.
From what I've seen.
I'm an indie guy, so I do watch a lot of independent wrestling. And she was fantastic on the indie scenes. I feel like doing something like that would lessen her a little bit in my eyes on NXT. I don't think you should do that or go down that road. You know, maybe like have her again hit her head and then accidentally hit Johnny. That's fine, but don't completely turn on him because then it's just going to be all of a mess.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. And you know, recently takeovers have been better than a lot of the main roster pay-per-views, except this one, I think when we get to it, I think it's going to be pretty good. All right. Aleister Black versus Lars Sullivan for the NXT Championship. Lars Sullivan, we've seen them both in person. And Lars Sullivan is a big dude.
He's quick, too.
You don't realize how big he really is till you see him in person. But I don't think they're going to take the belt away from Aleister Black this quick unless they're going to move him up. I don't see any other reason why they would do that. So I think Aleister Black's going to win this, but I think it's going to be a good match.
I think Black wins. I'm going to go with Black. It's going to be a good match. I think Lars is going to shock a lot of people with how well he can actually wrestle. But give me Black. I think he's the better champion right now.
All right. I think so far we've agreed on everything, haven't we?
Yeah, so far.
That's kind of scary. All right. NXT Women's Championship, Shayna Baszler versus Nikki Cross. It doesn't matter who wins this. What, you know, we had discussed why in the world they're leaving Nikki Cross down in NXT when they're taking the rest of Sanity up. And, you know, I thought it was kind of a mistake. But Shayna Baszler needs a foil. I don't see anybody or didn't see anybody down there in NXT that could really shake things up with her. But crazy messes with Cocky. It just does. And it worked out so well. I'm not so sure that Nikki Cross wins this, but I don't think it matters. I think it's going to be a good match.
And she's going to be close.
Agreed. And I think that she's going to, I think it's going to be a fun match to watch.
I think this is going to be the funnest match to watch just in the standpoint of it. I do have Shayna Baszler winning this match, But Nikki Cross will get a few two counts in there and stuff like that. But I think Baszler's better, you know, with the submission grapplers and stuff like that. And she's going to make Nikki tap out.
All right. Undisputed Era versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. Man, do not give this to Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. And again, you talk about me not liking heels. I'm liking Undisputed Era just because they harken back to the NWO without being copies.
Exactly.
The music is similar a little bit, but I think it's like a mix of the NWO and DX. And
no, I agree with you on that.
Again, it's an homage to those factions without stealing from them, I think. And so I like Undisputed Era, and I have a feeling they're going to lose, and I don't want them to. So I'm going with Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, but I hope I'm wrong.
I'm going with my boys, the Undisputed Era. I think they're the best tag team. You know, I think they're the best faction right now in WWE because each member has their own demeanor, their own swagger. But when it's coming together, it still works very well. So I still have Undisputed Era winning, no matter who's wrestling for him.
All right, in the match that probably will steal the show, Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. I got to go with my boy because I don't like the idea of Ricochet coming in and usurping what Velveteen Dream has been building, still in his spotlight. No, Velveteen can't do everything that Ricochet can do, but he can do some stuff that Ricochet can't do. And Velveteen Dream's pretty big dude compared to Ricochet. And I think in the end, his power will win out, and I'm going with Velveteen.
I'm going with Ricochet on this one, and I kind of feel the same way, but I don't at the same time. I feel like even if Velveteen Dream does lose to Ricochet, it's only going to elevate him even more. Because Jericho said it whenever he faced Naito. He said, Naito, the reason we're having this match isn't to have the best technicality match, is to raise your star power, to raise your draw. And Velveteen Dream is going to get elevated even more than when he has been with matches like Aleister Black that he had against him, and even in the ladder match. This is going to be the best match of the night.
I agree.
I think this is going to be the best match of the weekend.
We'll see about that, but it definitely has potential. All right, let's get to WWE Money in the Bank, which happened Sunday night. Kickoff show, Bludgeon Brothers versus Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Here's the thing. They put the Bludgeon Brothers together. They built them up, and now there's nobody that makes sense to challenge them, and they put this on the kickoff show for a reason. Bludgeon Brothers win this easy.
I really do like their feud that they've been having, though. It's been taken off to social media a little bit more than actual SmackDown. I do like the feud. I do still think the Bludgeon Brothers win, but I think it might be a little bit closer.
All right, Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn. This is, you know, B-card, undercard stuff, and I think undercard stuff should be a little bit funnier, and Lashley doesn't have enough character to match Sami Zayn, so I think it's not getting over. But I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley to win.
I honestly thought bringing him in, Lashley as a face, was a little bit of a mistake, because I think Lashley works better as a heel, as one of those guys who's just like, I'm going to hurt people, no one's going to stop me. And I feel like they should take him back to that character. Lashley will win this match, but it should be kind of a quirky match. I think Sammy is going to be good enough to carry it to that quirkiness.
All right. Before Enzo Amore got fired, they were working on a feud between he and Big Cass, a big guy versus a little guy. For some reason, WWE thinks that's entertaining.
I think it's funny.
You know, I don't think they know what they're doing with Big Cass. I don't think he's really a singles wrestler. I think he will do better as a tag team. But putting him up against Daniel Bryan, that also, you know, Daniel Bryan comes back with such fanfare. The fact that he was out for so many years, now he's able to wrestle again. He's doing matches that he's never gotten to do before against people he's never wrestled before, and they're awesome. And then they put him up against Big Cass. I don't see the appeal of it. I think Cass wins.
I think Bryant wins. I honestly don't know what they're doing with Big Cass at all. I can understand what they're doing with Daniel Bryan, you know, kind of teasing these matches a little bit and giving people a little bit of interest. But with Big Cass, I really don't know what the end goal is going to be. Unless it maybe is not intercontinental, United States title opportunity. But even then, it's kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Bryan wins this match, and I honestly hope they go back to the drawing board with Big Cass.
All right, Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. People are getting their wish. Roman Reigns kind of pushed down right now, not doing anything championship-wise. But going up against Jinder Mahal, at least it's another big guy. And Mahal has gotten better. This is one of those where the crowd doesn't know what to do because they believe that they have to boo Roman Reigns, but they're already booing Mahal. Are they going to cheer Mahal? They're not going to cheer him.
They will.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to know what to do. I think it's going to be...
They'll know exactly what to do. They're going to cheer Mahal.
You're just wanting that to happen. I think it's going to be a mixed bag as far as the crowd goes, but there'll be outside interference. There'll be all kinds of stuff, but Roman Reigns will win this.
I honestly... This is the Big Cass Daniel Bryan match for me. I don't care. There hasn't been enough for me to care. Oh, he screwed me out of a Money in the Bank opportunity. Oh, my goodness. I genuinely don't care.
So who you got?
The crowd.
Okay.
Right. I'm gonna pick Mahal to win because I think there's going to be a longer feud.
And because you just don't want to pick Reigns. That's fine.
I think you give the heel, the supposed heel, one the first win. If you're going to start a long feud, give him the first win. It's in Chicago. If Reigns wins, it's just going to be a boo fest. Just give it to Mahal this one time. Reigns can win the rest.
All right, a match I'm looking forward to, the Intercontinental Championship match between Seth Rollins and my boy Elias. And yes, I do walk with Elias. It's about time he gets a push. I hope this isn't another fake. I hope this is not another, we're going to give you a push and then we're just going to push you back down. I hope that doesn't happen. Because here's what I think. I believe Elias is going to win this because I think they're going to push Seth Rollins up to go after the championship, the major championship. And
you mean when it shows up?
Yeah, whenever it shows up, whenever that is. Which, who knows? It may not even be till like next year sometime. Eventually, they're going to have to be smart enough to take that away from Lesnar. But I think Elias wins. I love the push that he's got right now. And even if this ends up being a feud, it's a pretty good feud.
Yeah. I honestly hope this is a longer feud than what it is because their segments on Raw together are really, really funny. They're actually kind of entertaining. And Elias is so good as a heel that the fans can like and then boo the next second. Yeah. He's so good at that. I honestly hope that they give him a good segment, you know, for his like little mini concert and stuff like that. Play to Chicago, mention CM Punk, get it out of the way. That's why I think this match should go on first and set the tone for the show. But honestly and truly, I think Rollins wins, but I don't think it's going to hurt Elias. I think he's going to have another opportunity at the IC title, maybe at SummerSlam.
And I don't know if it's dropped yet, but when it does, when Elias's music project drops, I'm going to get it.
I probably will too.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the vocals are like, but I know the guitar is going to be excellent. All right, Women's Money in the Bank match, Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Naomi versus Lana versus Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss versus Ember Moon versus Natalya. This could be anybody's match. I hope it's entertaining. I think they learned from their mistake last year. And I'm just going to go with my heart in this, and I'm going to go with Ember Moon.
Honestly and truly, I was saying that, but I'm going to go with my second option. I'm going to go Becky Lynch. I think Becky needs something to give her the momentum. Charlotte is fine with momentum. She can always go back to the title picture. Asuka's fine. Carmella's fine. Becky is just kind of lost in the shuffle, and a lot of people forget she was the first SmackDown Live Women's Champion. So I feel like give her this, give her something to go with, and that way she can kind of start hinting maybe if Carmella keeps it that she's going to, you know, just toy with her.
All right, Men's Money in the Bank match, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, The Miz, Samoa Joe, Rusev, and a New Day member. The New Day member, I think, is going to be Xavier Woods.
I think it's
going
to be Big E.
Okay, so we'll see about that. No matter who it is, I don't think they're going to win it. I've got it down between Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman. And the thing is, Samoa Joe is so good, but he cannot stay healthy. I mean, he's killer on the mic. He's everything he needs to be. But I'm going to go Braun Strowman instead. I'm going to say Braun Strowman gets it walking up a small ladder just to prove how tall he is.
I'm going different. I'm going someone that no one's going to expect and kind of have a nice little moment. I'm going Rusev. I think it would be good. I think Rusev is one of those guys who's a great promo maker, and with Aiden English and Lana by his side, I think that it's going to work out a little bit better if having him do promos and stuff like that. And that way you can have him kind of keep losing, but it's still fun. He has the Money in the Bank contract. I have Rusev in this match.
All right, Raw Women's Championship match, Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey. This is way too early for this.
I agree.
But they didn't have anybody to go against Nia yet, or maybe this was what was promised to Ronda, that we'll say you have to earn it, and then we'll just give it to you. But Ronda's not going to win this. I think Nia Jax wins this. I don't know how. Maybe because of interference or something.
I honestly think Ronda may go too far. As in, like, Nia, like, she has Nia
so
in the
you're
submission.
DQ.
Yeah, I'm thinking Ronda gets herself DQ'd, and Nia retains that way.
I just hope it's a good match.
Me too.
Because I want to see Ronda Rousey succeed.
And there's a lot of questions besides both of these wrestlers about maybe can Nia actually maintain a match and stuff like that and be champion for a while, or can Ronda actually continue what she did at WrestleMania 34
and improve upon it.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right, WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a last man standing match. These matches are up and down. Some of them are good, some of them are not so much. You know, when it ends in like double DQs and all that kind of stuff, it's ridiculous. I know it's building up to this. Nakamura is going to win the title.
I hope Nakamura wins the title. And it's not a dig at AJ. AJ is a fantastic champion, but keep it fresh. Let's kind of keep this fresh. Have a heel champion on SmackDown for a little bit, and that way he can win it back at SummerSlam. I think that's going to be a good match regardless, though.
All right, we went kind of long, but...
we have one more match.
Do we?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Carmella versus Asuka.
Oh, which is a good match. I was going to give you some independent time, which I still will.
Okay.
So Carmella versus Asuka. I think Carmella wins.
And, I do too.
And I like, this is another one of those cases, a well-done heel. I've liked Carmella since she came in to, I never saw her in NXT because I didn't watch it that time. But since she's come in, I mean, she came right in and went after Abella and was going after her all the time. And I liked how, I like her character. I like her entrance music. Mm-hmm. And I like the way they're going with the, I beat Charlotte Flair twice. Charlotte Flair beat Asuka. That means I'm better than both of them. I like that. But will they let Asuka lose?
Yeah, they will.
You think so? Do you think it's because of interference or will she win straight up?
She's going to have help.
So probably some Australians help her.
Nope.
Who?
There's a rumor.
Yeah.
Going around because he canceled an independent showing that Mr. No Chin himself, James Ellsworth, is going to be returning to WWE.
Really? That would be interesting.
I mean, that makes sense, though, that he would be the one to interfere.
It does. And if he does, he'll come out of the crowd, of course.
Exactly.
All right. So we both say that Carmella is going to keep the title. All right. So really quick, independent stuff, major stuff on the independent circuit.
I mean, we just had Dominion about a week ago, New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion. Fantastic show. New IWGP Intercontinental Champion, Chris Jericho. New IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks. They went up from junior heavyweights to heavyweights. And a brand new IWGP Heavyweight Champion and Kenny Omega beating Okada in a 65-minute 2-out-of-3 falls match. And it's the first time a title has changed, that the heavyweight title has changed in 2 years over at New Japan.
Man.
Okada was a defending champion for 2 solid years. It was an incredible match. No one thought that Omega was going to win. It was a brilliant display of wrestling. If you get a chance, go back and watch that match if you have the 65 minutes to do it. If not, completely understand, but it is a match that's worth it. Also, we had the Golden Elite versus the New Day at E3. Did you see that?
I did not.
They played Street Fighter 5, against each other at the Capcom booth, and it was live streamed, and I think somewhere between 100,000 people watched it on YouTube. Even the uploaded version has over 500,000 views on YouTube right now.
Well, I will have to upload it and check it out myself.
It was a good event, great kind of heel, like, or kind of good promo work between the two, digging on it, like the New Day saying this ain't the bingo halls, and the Golden Elite kept saying, oh, they're huddling together so that way they figured out what their writers wrote for them. Kind of a nice back and forth between like the New Japan and WWE banter. A lot of great stuff coming out of the independent wrestling scene, and getting ready for All In, which is in September.
All right, and we'll have time for that because we'll be back next week or the week after with another new Inside the Ropes podcast. So for Patrick Brown, I am Lonzo. Thank you. Until next time, I would woo, but it will be ugly.